If there's noise in the background of this, that is what it is, because it is officially the Australian summer.
And it's hot as balls.
It is very hot.
It's been so warm. I was in the shed moving stuff during the day and I was just like, very, very warm and hot and not humid. Fun.
Very humid. I was at Ben... I almost said his last name like I always do. I was at Ben's birthday lunch.
Ben birthday bath womp.
He got gifted $20 from Julian to put on roulette.
Oh.
And he put it on 11.
Yep.
And it landed 36. Oh. It was five spots away from 11. It was close.
Why did he not put it on a color?
He always puts it on 11. Because 11 is his birthday.
That's cringe.
Well, that's his thing. He always puts it on 11.
It's still cringe.
Well, I always run it up plus 8x and then I lose it all. So which one's worse?
But I mean, I guess you win at some point.
Yeah, as long as I have the mental faculty to walk away.
Yeah, like you win. Has Ben ever won on 11?
$1 on the electronic. You know.
Yeah.
It's something.
Win's a win, I guess.
I put this thing on low noise and it hasn't gotten any quieter, this aircon.
Yeah.
Anywho, it has been about 2 months. Last time we recorded was when Chromacopia came out.
Shit. Yeah, it's been a hot minute.
A lot has come out since then. A lot has happened.
Yep.
I've found out some of the identities of some of our listeners.
Oh.
Apparently, the twins' dad listens occasionally.
Wow.
Makes no sense to me. Beck said that today, and I was like, the fuck?
Hello, Tim.
I don't, like, my dad says he listens to this even though it's, like, horrible.
Oh.
Because it's just me. Just because it's me. And I'm like, Damn. Oh, that means a lot. But
I thought for a second it was like, it's just you contributing. And I'm like, oh.
No, as in like, just because it's me.
Yeah, no,
and then and then I find out Tim listens and I'm like, well, that just doesn't make any sense at all.
Yeah, okay. That surprises me.
I hope you enjoy it, sir.
But if he actually does, that's incredible.
I think Elise and Izzy started listening.
Yeah, I know they listened in Japan.
And then when Elise got back, she was like, you haven't released, have you? I don't think you've released since we've got back. And I'm like, no, I did. Yeah. We did. It was the episode I was sitting on for ages. But now uni's over. I have no more things to worry about.
So at now, least for a month.
At least for a month. So same day editing is on, probably. My goal is to release a song today, though. So I'm going to try and finish a song.
Ooh.
I'm probably gonna have to come back here to record the vocals for it, but it'll be a demo. All
right.
What else?
GNX,
Kendrick Lamar dropped.
Yeah, GNX. It's been a roller coaster of emotions the past 2 months. I've felt the highs and lows, and then highs again.
Really?
Truly. Yeah.
What happened?
Well, I was looking at all my notes, and my first note is. From start of November.
Mm.
And it's me in all caps saying we will never lose again.
Oh, yes. Australia.
It was because Australia beat England at Twickenham. It was great. It was awesome. It's been talked about. It was great. There's no other words to describe it. And then we went to Wales and flogged Wales.
Mm.
And then we went to Scotland.
Oh, that's the game I watched.
And lost to Scotland.
Was it by 3 points?
No, we lost by a bit to Scotland.
Oh, never mind.
Not by a huge not by a huge amount. We just didn't play as well as we had the past two games. But considering we only had one training session and had lost 5 players on the day of the game, what can you do?
It is what it is. You can't win forever.
Kind of the same situation. Like, we got to train, but we lost a couple of players. And we versed Ireland, world number 2. At Ireland, in Ireland, and only lost by 3 points. And they had 76% of the possession. So that was a really good game. That was good. That was nice. But now I'm on a high again. Now I believe.
Who are we playing next?
I don't know when our next game would be. Not for a bit.
Okay.
Not until the middle of the year. Bit earlier, actually, because we got the British and Irish Lions test. But I can't wait.
One day I'll watch a Union game.
You quite literally did.
In real life. Wait. Have I seen one in real life?
I don't know.
I don't think I have. No, I haven't. I want to see that. I want to see
a
basketball game in real life.
It's okay. We've got a Wallabies game in next year, so.
Yes.
You can see that. Wallabies versus. I've just.
Yeah, I'll figure it out. I'll sort it.
Oh, well, 7 minutes.
I mean, if you're an avid fan, I'm sure you can figure out where we live.
Yeah, but who's an avid fan of us that we don't know?
That's Germans and Americans.
Germans?
Germans
be on this shit?
Germans, apparently, listen to this.
Germans on that new wave. New wave entertainment.
I tried to get Studio Ghibli Museum tickets while we were there, for Japan, yeah. I mean. They sold out in hours and I was at work and I didn't get to get any. And now, you know who buys them all? Fucking ticket resellers, and they upcharge them four times. They're meant to be $10 and they're selling them for $50.
Yeah.
Isn't that fucking ridiculous? Ridiculous. I'm not doing that.
Also, probably since the last podcast, a bunch of musicians have cancelled their tours to Australia.
Yes.
You see Drake last night?
Wait, he cancelled?
I think the Prime Minister has blocked him from coming to the country.
Goated.
Due to... Let me see. I don't know if it was... A lot I saw, it could be fake. Like a truly, but it just felt... It just felt like it was true.
That's funny because someone I used to be friends with, not anymore, got tickets to the Drake thing and I thought that was crazy. And then recently he has kind of just been like... low-key ousted from the friend group because he was sending his print pictures to children's.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to be playing on his Oztag team next year. What the fuck? Sorry, we're watching the Ludwig fucking...
Ludwig's stream. League week is currently happening.
They play 5 days of league nonstop.
Yeah. I couldn't find it. It might have just been fake. Oh, well.
Yeah, so you got tickets to Drake, so if that's been cancelled, that's kind of funny.
I saw a TikTok of these two Australian women and they're like, if you were bumping to not like us, you better not be in the Drake mosh pit. And all the comments were like, I'll be standing in the mosh pit with my Kendrick Lamar merch on proud. Like a bastion of hope.
There are some people on the hip-hop Twitter. There are some people on there who are just like, this is a flop Kendrick album. Drake is the best. And it's like, I feel bad for you because it's like, you can't just enjoy the music. Because you're riding Drake so hard that you... I sent you the op list. I found out that's fake, but it's really funny.
Yeah, it is funny though.
Because 50 Cent went on a podcast and printed out an op list someone made on Twitter.
Oh.
And he's just holding it up.
I'm sorry, I just saw something on that TV that made me sick.
Yeah, they're gamers, bro.
But, was it... but like to, speaking about like those people on TikTok and Twitter just who are just hating bro. Who just hate and you feel bad for. I've got a really bad habit of when some negative press or when the Wallabies lose happens and Fox News
you'd be haters online
and Fox Sports in particular post something about it, I read the comments, then I look at the profiles and I hate them. I hate them so much.
People, when I see something that annoys me on Twitter, I just normally block them.
I go, especially on Instagram, I go look at their profile. And this guy had just photos of MAGA merch on his account.
Oh.
And he's like, I can't wait for the Australian version. And I'm like, oh, brother. What's wrong with you?
Make Australia great again. I don't think Australians are that dumb. They could never have a capital riot. I don't think.
I hope not.
On the anniversary of that, we're going to be in Japan, and I'm going to do something in Japan.
Are you going to find a CEO?
You reckon that guy's the guy, or he's a fall guy?
Oh no, I think he is. Like all the he was deep in that health.
Yeah, and he also likes the Unabomber's books.
Yeah, I think he was deep in there.
I don't really care about it, but I think if it is a fall guy, that they picked a very very perfect guy for it, and that's kind of funny.
Yeah, they would have. They've just absolutely created some super soldier. They're absolutely perfect. No, I think it is the guy. But he was caught because he flirted with a waitress at a cafe.
It was a Macca's, wasn't it?
Was it?
He was flirting with a McDonald's employee.
Damn.
Kind of on his Riz shit.
Yeah, just rizzing it up.
Mm.
Going crazy. There's a very... Oh, it's just a...
Okay, wait.
It's such an interesting article to see when you wake up in the morning.
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't been on social media all too that much recently. Really.
I just saw a lot of Shinzo Abe. It was like, welcome back, Shinzo Abe.
Is this Rivals 2?
Yeah.
Is it good?
I don't know.
Okay.
Stop being distracted.
All right, well, Kendrick Lamar's album drop, GNX. I am on the ship that reckons the Deluxe is going to be coming out this Friday. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I've seen the thing to do with the GNX upgrade that you can get.
Like the car, yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised.
Mm.
If it does, that'd be good.
I would love more to come out of this album because I love it. Every listen, it has been growing on me more.
Yeah, I've been really enjoying it. I think Squabble Up is my favorite song.
Yeah?
Yeah. Just because we had that snippet leak for so long.
Yeah, I feel that.
That I really like that snippet. And then any so song good. With the fucking Scissor feature, man.
Yeah, Luther and Gloria are so good.
Make me feel something.
Dodger Blue. I like all of them, really.
Yeah, TV Off.
Even the title track, which was originally like a weak track, has grown on me more too.
Reincarnated,
so good. It started for me as being like ranked somewhere like fourth for his albums.
Yeah.
And then it moved up to third, and I think it might be moving up to second.
Damn. What's your number one?
It's Good Kid, Mad City.
Yeah.
So it was that, and then Damn, and then...
I think Damn GNX. Might be my number one.
I think I've taken GNX over Damn.
Fair enough.
Because I've listened to both to recently. It could be recency bias, but I don't know. GNX is really good. Something else that came out. Smino's album came out. That he has been sitting on this one for a while. He's similar to Frank Ocean, had shit to deal with.
Yeah.
And apparently he's got two more albums coming, but he had to scrap a bunch of stuff from when he was feeling a different way and doesn't feel like anymore. But this album that came out is very good.
He doesn't feel it anymore.
Yes. But the singles, he released two singles here, Polynesian and Misfit, but I am Mr. Fit, something like that, Mr. Misfit. It has a funny long name. And then the album has neither of them on it, but the two singles in the album, gas. I told Miles to listen to it because...
Have you seen what the Broncos have done?
What
Sorry,
the Bron-
this is
it
Riley
jersey?
Just sent this to me.
Todd Carney brought in to help Broncos lift their culture. Really?
Well, it's from the Courier Mail.
Okay.
That's an interesting...
Dude, on the island for Riley's birthday, someone did drink their own piss. They were so drunk and...
Someone did the Todd Carney,
yeah, for like two whole seconds without realizing, and then they realized.
Wait, but did they piss into a bottle and then drink it?
No, they pissed. No, they
or
they
pissed
like,
into their mouth.
They pissed into that like tub girl. They pissed into their mouth.
Oh, so Todd Carney, yeah, okay, fair enough. Well,
and I witnessed that.
Yeah,
and I'm. It was very strange.
How'd that make you feel?
Well, I was in the same pool as them, so like. Not too great, because I'm sure a lot of that pool was just full of piss.
Oh, Jesus.
I wasn't anywhere near them when the pissing was happening, but...
Yeah.
I didn't like it regardless.
Someone pissed on you.
I'm not going to be like, get out of the pool and stop pissing in it.
Yeah.
Because
like,
I feel like that would just be bad for vibes.
I mean, everyone pisses at the pool.
I didn't piss in the pool a single time.
Yeah,
some of us actually got out to piss in the pool.
You either pool up in the piss.
No, get there.
Or you piss up in the pool.
Okay.
You know? I got there.
No, you did.
I always get there.
Have we talked about the Mac Miller album coming out?
What? I don't know. There's the Mac Miller album coming out?
Yeah, it's coming out in January. It was announced at Camp Flognor.
I don't know what that is.
Who? What?
Camp
the Tyler, Flognor. The Creator... festival.
Oh, okay.
They have it in front of Dodgers Stadium and they put up a whole fucking carnival and...
Ah, fair enough. Okay.
It happens every year. Dreamville is going to have its fifth and final ever this year or next year.
Does that mean the fall off is coming?
Well, a bunch of people are like, it's hinting to J. Cole's retirement, even though he has been hinting to that for a year or two.
Yeah, he's been hinting that he's going to retire for a while.
But Yeah. So this Mac Miller album was recorded in between listening to movies with the sound off, watching movies with the sound off, and Faces in like 2013, 2014. Okay. And then his label at the time didn't drop it because it was too out there.
But like a man, I don't know. But it's coming out now. It makes me feel.
It is a completed album.
It makes me feel because, man, see what they did to Juice WRLD.
Okay, that's different. That's different because Faces?
Yeah.
That came out after he passed, but that was also released in 2014, and I think that was handled well. And based on the fans' reception of, like, they actually like Mac Miller's posthumous drops because it's handled by his friends and family and they do it tastefully, I was originally, like, not another dead artist, bro, but I've come around to it. So I'm looking forward to that.
Okay, well, I hope it's done in a tasteful way. That's
it will be. The cover's really cool. You haven't seen it, I assume. It's like this... it's not really Picasso-y, but it's Picasso-ish. It's like a guy floating around on a balloon made out of his faces.
Oh, no.
Oh, so you have seen
it. I think I saw it on Twitter.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, that's it's going to be cool.
Yeah.
Will has asked me if I'm working tomorrow.
I just thought of a bad segue.
Now, go on.
I was going to say something about dead comebacks. Dead comebacks.
What is dead come? What is that?
The Australian cricket team.
I also missed that.
How have we...
Wait, have we come back?
We won Test 2.
I haven't been paying attention to the Test at all. I'm just waiting for the Big Bash. Big Bash starts this weekend!
You see what happened to us in the first Test?
No, I just know people saying we were doing shit.
We lost by 370 runs.
Oh, that happens. No, that happens.
We got flogged.
It happens to, like, however, not the Australian team normally.
However, then we flogged India in the second Test. We won by 10 wickets.
Are we playing in India or Australia?
In Australia.
Oh.
And...
Interesting.
Apparently the past two times we've versed India in Australia, we've lost. Like, Test series.
Yes. Okay.
So.
What are these fucking notes he's got?
Hey, it's a manifesto.
Don't stay on map with 1K plus gold.
Treat your most fed teammate like a cat. Babysit your cat.
This is...
Oh!
Yes.
This is from Double Lift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can stay on the map with plus 1K gold if you're mid-fight and you're doing something.
Yeah, but I think it means...
Kill someone, get 1K, leave the triple kill possibility.
I think he means, like, don't just be fucking walking around.
Wait, has Game of the Year happened yet?
No.
Balotro is... I've recently become addicted to Balotro.
I see you have 40 hours in it.
That's not even counting on my phone.
That's insane.
I think I have more. I've unlocked all... I'm check this out. I've been grinding on Balotro on my phone, and I...
Like when? When do you...
Like, on work, I'd break before bed when I wake up. When I'm in call, I'll just be on my phone because I have more shit unlocked. I have a lot of the decks unlocked. How do I show... Collection decks.
You're welcome, by the way.
What?
You're welcome that I showed you this.
Well, I knew it was a thing. I just didn't know how great it was. See all that?
Yeah.
I have all of them but two.
Yeah, fair enough.
And I have a bunch of shit.
I haven't been playing it that much recently. I need to get back.
I've been playing a lot, but it has also taken away from university, doing the podcast and making music, so I kind of need to chill.
It has been very funny sitting at the call and you're like, oh, I'll edit the podcast tonight.
And then I just play Balotro.
Chill. I don't really care or like mind. I don't mind. Whenever it gets done, it gets done. And then the next day you're like, yeah, I played Balotro.
I'll be like, I have bad news.
Or League.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, that's real.
I reckon the song I'm going to make today is going to be similar to Something About Him by Brockhampton and Something by the Beatles.
That's been crazy.
It's going to be a cringe love song, and it's going to be cringe.
I've been working.
Yeah, I have too.
Well, yeah, everyone's been working.
I'm on max hours next week and the week after.
Damn.
And this week because my boss is loading me for Japan.
I'm getting loaded up because of Christmas.
I don't know what I'm going to get my family for Christmas because I'm saving for fucking Japan.
My present from my father arrived today.
Is that the thing on the desk?
Yeah. there's a thing on the desk. And then, like, my sister's is on the way.
Oh, have you heard back from the place that has our shirts?
So, they've opened up an investigation and we'll hear back in 2 to 10 business days.
The fuck is an investigation?
So it doesn't sound good.
I don't know how a parcel disappears so bad that they need to investigate it like a homicide.
Yeah, so and that's I got ridiculous. Like a personal email back. Like, we are so sorry.
Damn.
We don't know where it is.
Well, they should be sorry. It's their one job. Okay.
So I think I'm gonna like take the screenshots like the emails and send it across to the merch people.
Okay.
And just be like, hey. Nothing yet, but just to let you know.
What do you think? We'll either get our shirts or we'll just get a refund, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I'd rather just get the shirts.
I would also rather just
like, get I don't the care shirts. If I've got to wait like another.
They can formulate them out of thin air.
Yeah, that'd be kind of awesome.
What do you reckon my best course of action would be to leave Japan with a Shiba Inu in my possession.
And get it back into Australia?
Yeah.
That's going to be hard.
Why? Can't I just bring it on the plane?
Because it's a foreign... You're going to have to declare it and everything and go through all that.
Okay. Do you think I'd be able to steal it? Like I take it from a guy and then I bring it on the plane with me.
Oh, you might be. Depends.
Wait, really?
Depends. Well, no, it's like illegal. Like if you get caught... Like you're done.
What if I broke in English? Be like, hello, like, hello, like, hello. Like, I wish you, to purchase
you're getting
this.
Broke down palace.
Huh?
You're not broke down. Oh, you don't know what broke down palace is.
Broke down palace.
It's a movie.
Oh.
About these like two women who.
Where does Buff go?
His red buff got stolen.
Oh yeah, I got Ivan.
By Ivan the Terrible.
Okay. Well, what if I'm like so I see a guy. He has like 5 Shibas on leads. I'll be like, hello, may I buy one of these? What if I find someone who's just like, sure, you can buy this for like...
Yeah.
They go from $1,500 to $3,500.
Jesus.
Apparently in Japan.
Yeah.
I'm just going to try and haggle my way down.
Yeah.
I really want one. I really want one.
It's going to cost you so much... It's really going to cost you a bit to get it back over.
Yeah, and it was also going to cost me a lot to like...
Yeah, to get it on the plane and everything.
And no. For even if this all works and I get a dog somehow, I'm going to have to like... It's going to be expensive to take care of it too.
Yeah.
Which is like completely
fine.
I also
just don't think it's the greatest climate for a Shiba Inu.
Oh yeah, no. They like cold places, don't they?
Well, I feel bad for people who like near me who have huskies.
Dude, I want one of those how do you say it?
Salmonella?
Samoyed. Do you not see them? They're like tiny little polar bears. They're really fluffy.
Oh, I think I might
I don't know how to pronounce them, but it's spelled Samoyed.
Yeah, no, that thing would cook alive.
And they're designed, they can be in like negative 14 and just be chill.
Yeah, there's quite a few
these,
dogs
these
like
fucking
that.
Things.
Oh, yeah, I know, yeah.
They're so fucking cool.
Yeah, those are cool.
But they have thick, white, double-layer coats.
Yeah, that double-layer coat is going to be just an absolute furnace for it.
They're sled dogs, basically, yeah. If you can't picture them or do not have the ability to Google
it's
them.
It's kind of like just like an all-white husky.
Mm.
White.
He, dude, this...
Yeah.
He edges the jungle.
Yeah, if you guys don't know League of Legends, there's some interesting movement being shown.
I mean, he's getting away with it, but I've also heard that he's reset a buff 3 times.
He reset walls 7 times.
Oh,
in a row.
Oh, I forgot what I wanted to fucking say. So what is the most high valuable thing I can steal from Japan without getting in trouble, do you think?
Oh, sorry, just speaking about buffs and resetting it got close again.
He always reset Grom. Yeah, so what's the biggest, most valuable thing I can steal from Japan successfully?
I got no idea.
Okay.
Why do you think I know everything? All these border laws?
No. I'm just like, I want to brainstorm. I reckon. Realistically,
you couldn't do something from like a museum or a relic because they would be on it instantly.
Is there a number value on love? What if I stole someone's heart? Don't roll your eyes.
No, I didn't mean to. I went to sneeze. I promise.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll make someone fall in love with me, and then I'll never see them ever again, and I'll leave.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Is that cold?
Yeah, that is cold. I also just saw. I wish I didn't see that. Yeah. I mean, that's a pretty dark, fucked up thing to do, I feel like.
I won't do that then.
Yeah. But, I mean, oh, what is something? Like, could you steal cash?
No. I feel like I was talking to someone about it, and they were like, well, the police are small, so you'll be fine.
I feel like the police might still be able to fuck you up.
The police are tiny little men. Dude, I can't wait. I'm going to be... So it'll be my job to embarrass one person per day as much as I physically can in the public. So the first target will either be Edwin or Luke in the airport. And I'm just going to bring as much attention to them as possible. Because I'm immune, but I know they aren't.
You in the airport.
Me in the airport's great.
Can be fucking
apart from me, like, joking that you had a bomb on you. What did I say you had? Oh, they've caught you, you naughty boy.
Yeah, that was...
Hey, I think that's fine. Because I didn't mean it in any malicious way.
That's good for you.
Yeah, well, then you didn't get in trouble either. You were just sweating big sweat about it.
Yeah, because I was already in a shit position with knives in my bag.
Yeah, that was it. you had Stanley knives. What the fuck is going on?
Fuck, yeah. I don't know. It was a very, I'm already just anxious enough in airports already.
I don't understand the airport anxiety.
What do you mean?
Like people who will show up way, way, way more in advance than they have to be.
If I'm like leaving it, like from where I've been, I show up early. Like if it's an airport I haven't been to before, or like I'm not used to.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like usually it's an airport in a bigger city, so I turn up early. Like when I came back from Brisbane.
Yeah, I suppose.
I got there real early.
I don't know. People who are like skitzing out about time and are like very anxious is very funny to me.
I mean, it depends.
Because it's like catching the bus. They're not allowed to leave before it's scheduled to be leaving.
Yeah, but you know? If your like flight gets delayed and you've got like a quick turnaround.
Like in connectings.
You can, yeah, like it's.
Does he win these?
Yeah.
Then why is the guy even trying to fight him right now?
Because I don't think he expected him to smite it.
Strange.
Yeah, I don't know. It's odd.
The League Abyss is calling back. I really want to finish a song.
Yeah. I'm so sadly working tonight. If people are playing League tonight when I get back from work, I probably will.
Mm. Okay.
And I've got tomorrow off, which is nice.
Writing words is so fucking hard.
Yeah, it's a difficult area. Have you seen... I've just had a full... Talking about League, sorry. this was like a month ago when we were playing League a lot, And it was a Clash week. It was the last Clash weekend. Last time we had Clash. So a month ago.
Yes.
Because it's Clash this weekend. Wow. That long ago. Both days Clash. We lost all three games.
Today?
No.
Back then. Then, yep.
And then we also lost all our draft games. We lost 16 games in a row.
I remember when that happened. That was very funny.
It was, and I think when people enjoyed the Discord call just to spectate the five of us slowly descend.
Yeah, you guys were all just very sad.
And then the last game, I was just mucking around and accidentally picked Azir. And we won. And I went 10-1 on Azir.
Top or mid?
Mid.
Okay.
And it was truly one of the most magical moments. In that, you know, like that No Bruno Mars and Lady Gaga song?
Hmm?
You know that? Yeah, you would have heard it on TikTok.
Not the new... Is it with Lady Gaga?
Yeah.
You're not talking about a part two, right?
No.
Is it new?
Yeah, it's been out for a bit. Die With a Smile.
Oh, that song.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So that's kind of what life felt like after we won that game. Or how we felt towards the end. Felt like the end of like a feel-good movie.
Yeah.
But also I found out that he wrote that song after finishing Attack on Titan. Which is real.
Oh, okay.
Real. I can see it.
So should I finish more media?
Yes. I've got so many things I need to finish.
So do I. I think I have more things to finish than anyone in the world.
Yeah.
I don't think I will ever finish 80% of them.
Are you keen for the Christmas season?
Is it not already the Christmas season?
I mean, yeah. Do you like Christmas season?
I mean, I don't know. Every year that passes, it seems to lose a bit of allure to me.
You see, it was losing it for me, but it's come back in a big way.
Well, like, okay, the fact that we're leaving on Boxing Day and that I'm working up until...
But I mean, Christmas Day is always fun and nice.
Christmas Day is fun.
You just hang out with family, play some games.
Yeah.
Like my family, we usually just play like Mario Kart together.
That's pretty goated.
I wonder if they'll play Bureau Kart.
I learned a new
I wonder if my sister actually will.
14, and you use like 3 or 4 decks of cards in it.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and teach my family that. But it only kind of works when you're drunk.
I woke up to horrible news this morning.
What?
Horrible financial aching news.
What?
You know how I always give Matthew shit for buying those $250 skins? We all do.
Yes.
They're bringing out a set one. And
You can't. It can't be that good. Half of the skins like that it. Matthew... Okay, half the...
But I'm going to gamble it.
I know, but half the things Matthew buys look bad. Does it look good?
But also, here's my
thing. Wait, does it look good?
I think it looks good. It's got 3 different forms.
Oh, right, yep. Okay.
So it's like an ultimate skin.
fuck me.
Hey, unlike Matthews, I play a lot of set.
No, I know.
That's like the one good thing.
No, I know. That's...
Oh. So...
Dude, he really is playing against Silvers, bro. What the fuck is it?
This is the issue.
Is American silver worse than our silver?
No, apparently, from a lot of people speak, OCE servers are a hole.
Oh, why did you do that? Oh, my God.
Yeah, apparently OCE servers are just a hole.
Like, we're just bad.
Like, if you're, like, top 500 anywhere else, it's so easy to just get to Challenger. Like, a lot of people don't count OCE Challenger as, like, real Challenger.
Oh, right.
Which is, I guess, kind of correct because we've got, like, the smaller server.
Does he reach that? No shot.
No. I don't know what I'm watching. Yeah. So,
What's your album of the week, young man?
My album of the week?
Album of the double month, 2 months.
Oh. Actually, just might be GNX.
I kind of also think mine will just be GNX.
Just because of how massive. That'll Pray for Paris.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn. Oh, Ginger by Brockhampton. There you go.
Yeah, fair enough.
Oh, I belt out.
Now, will you
shit.
Be mad that I got you a Christmas gift?
Mad?
Yeah. Don't feel pressured.
I was just going to get you something in Japan anyway.
I was going to say, close your eyes.
You're going to put your dick in my face.
No. But close your eyes, but don't look.
Okay. Can you hear me through this? Do you have the headset on? Yeah. Do you have a tattoo? Yeah, so I'm even apparently my boss. If I find something he likes, I can send him. He's a One Piece nerd. Oh, what the fuck? Wait, so you did have them. Sorry. Wait, what the fuck? Wait,
sorry.
No, the other... Okay, hold on. You were in the call and you were like, oh, it's over by the DHL pack. You were like, oh, it's by the door. I thought there
was...
No,
that was... That was for a different package.
Oh.
So, everything I've told you is true.
So how do you have this then?
They just turned up today. They just turned up.
Oh, that's goated. Dude, I can wear
like,
it to Japan.
Like 2 hours ago. And I was like, I was going to send you a message, but I'm like, I think it's just funnier.
Oh, these are money. This is money.
So for those who don't know, it's the Yards Girls Night shirts that we ordered like 6 months ago.
It has one of the members' slime hitting a crack pipe on the back.
Yeah.
In a tasteful way, of course. Oh.
But I truly thought it was never going to turn up.
That's nice. I'm going to have to wear it in a little before I go to the gym.
Yeah, it's definitely, like, it's one that you need to wear a bit for it to stretch.
Oh, I just don't want to fuck up the print on the back.
Yeah.
This is money.
There you go. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Yeah, I was going to get you something from Japan anyway.
Yeah, I'm sending in your quest for booster packs.
I need it. Yeah, they'll fit in my suitcase. That's fine.
I mean, if they don't, they don't.
I'm going to find... Oh, Ben sent me this thing today. It's like a Funko of Luffy stretching his nuts.
Yep.
If I find something like that, I'm going to get it for my boss because he...
That's awesome.
He isn't. He doesn't just like One
Piece. That's like the bird bath.
The bird bath?
It's a tradition where you stretch out your...
And put water
in your skin and you would put a beer and you'd have people come down and drink from it and imitate different birds. And you'd have to guess what bird.
Is that a footy thing?
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds gay as fuck.
No, it's not.
Okay. No, I can believe it's
never,
not.
I never participated.
No, that would be crazy. I've been told that wanting to whip Ben with a towel in the onsen is gay as fuck.
Not really.
I don't think it is, but him and Luke reacted...
I think it's a nice... Well, of course, Ben's not going to... I'd be surprised if Ben wanted it.
I mean, okay. I also introduced the idea of, or like, Ben, I'm gonna get you in the onset.
Yeah, it does sound like you're going to do something bad.
Yeah, that was the point. And then he got all mad at me for opening it like that. And I was like, that's how jokes work, dickhead. That's called misdirection.
I need to pee badly. I stood up. I realized I need to pee.
We are back with matching shirts now.
Yeah, we took some photos.
We took some photos. I've learned more things. I've learned the final feature of my camera that I've never used before.
That's good. Yeah, that was a little intermission.
Little intermission.
But I think it's the Christmas season. It's about giving.
Yeah. So like, I don't know. We were apparently going to go to the island for Christmas this year. And I'm like, I mean, that sounds horrible, but I'll do it.
I've done that.
Is it that bad?
No, I liked it. Okay. That's what my family used to do for Christmas. Which is a nice...
I mean, nothing will beat the Tassie trips to Christmas, but that's like fine.
I always really enjoyed the island Christmas just because you wake up. I mean, of course, if it's not a wet Christmas day.
Okay, well, I feel like it'd just be the same as going to Port Douglas at Christmas.
Yeah, it could be. You just wake up, go for a swim.
Yeah. Beer.
Beer.
Beers.
Ooh. But I'm keen. Sad that you're not going to be here for New Year's.
Yeah, it is what
because
it is.
The day you leave, Gus comes.
Really? Oh, yeah, that's right. We just miss him.
Because Gus is like, me and you go to gym together, and I'm like, I'm keen.
Is he back from Japan yet?
Yeah, he got back from yesterday.
Okay.
Well, this morning. Because I was talking to him last night while he's at the airport. Holy.
But if I start playing Slay the Spire, am I going to get addicted to that too? Because I bought that.
I mean, you definitely could.
Because it's like a dungeon crawler deck building thing, isn't it?
You know what I am keen? Like the one good thing with you guys going to Japan? It's like when I get to finish all my single player games and like just kind of grind out some RPGs.
Dude, every day is going to be Stairmaster. We're going to get 30k steps a day, bro.
Yeah. I've been doing my 10k steps a day.
Yeah.
Went for my walk last night.
We're gonna play strip poker, but in the freezing cold snow.
That'd be fun. Like when you're gone skiing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Are we gonna have Will on this thing? Is Will gonna come?
I think.
Are we gonna give in and let him have an episode?
I think at some point we do.
Yeah.
But just depends what that is. Probably not until like next year.
Not until next year. He wants to do it this year.
Bro, it's almost the end of the year. How crazy is that?
We've been doing this something in the
morning. We've been doing this podcast for over a year.
Yeah, we only have 50 episodes. Or like 40?
40, yeah. I was like, 50 is pretty good. 40. Hey, you know what?
That's fine. We're busy lads.
We've been doing it longer than I thought we would when we first started.
He wants me to help him with something in the morning and he'll shout me lunch. What the fuck does he want help with?
Well, I haven't been messaged, so.
What is he? What could he possibly
Fuck
want
me,
from
I
me?
Guess.
What could he want from me that you can't do?
Is it something IT related?
I have no idea. If it is, that should be fine. Yeah, my last exam this morning, I'm free. I don't know if I said that. I'm free.
Yeah, that's awesome. You happy? You feel good?
I feel okay. I didn't do too amazingly this trimester because I wasn't paying any attention.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be me and you at uni next semester.
True.
Next year.
True.
I'm actually looking forward to uni next year. Because I get to spend time with my boy.
Yeah. And I'll have to lock down a room and it'll be our room.
I'm actually just trying to be there. I'm going to try to be there every day.
I'm going to bring...
Like this semester is probably the most I've been at uni.
Once we conquer and hold down a room, I'm going to bring a speaker. I think that could be money.
Yeah, we just got to find an empty room.
Yeah, but it'll have to explicitly only be our room.
Yeah.
What side of the... we'll figure that out. I was going to try and figure out what side of the campus we're going to be near, but well, I guess we won't know until next year.
I mean, yeah, it really just depends. I'm fine with whatever side. Like, I'm fine with being far. That was an insane team ult then.
That was a very good play.
Malphite, Nami ult with, yeah, that was... Oh, but yeah. And, like, because it's like, trimesters, so I think it'll be good for me because I've got uni more consistently now.
All the semester students hating on trimesters is
strange. Some people hate on it, but apparently, from what I hear, it's pretty good.
Trimesters aren't... I don't see a difference. I don't really care.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I do more... I do, like... I've got, like, less breaks, but I've also got less uni weeks. Like, it's only a 10-week semester, which is awesome. I prefer that so much more. And it, like, means I've got, like, classes more frequently. I think that is how it's going to work for me. I think instead of, like, for some subjects having, like, a class or two a week, I'm going to have, like, three classes a week for a subject, which I like. Because it just means it's more important that I turn up every day.
I only have a couple of them, and then I have placement at the end of the year.
Oh, yeah, you got placement.
Are you playing Oztag next year?
I'd like to.
You can?
Yeah.
We're looking for bodies.
Yeah.
Looking for bodies.
That year after.
I can get you a jersey. I'm talking to the jersey lady now.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to swindle the sponsor into giving me more money. She did it so easily last time, so I'm just going to probably do the same and trick her again.
Yeah, fair enough.
We're all Allied Health students.
Yeah, we're all Allied Health.
And then if she ever asks for names, I'll just list all the ones I know.
The people who've graduated?
Yep. I mean, they're still technically students.
Yeah.
Of Allied Health. Oh, they are mogging them in this game, bro.
They are.
And you're telling me this guy isn't climbing?
No.
That's crazy.
Well, no, he has climbed from Silver 4
to
Silver 3.
That doesn't count. If you've been playing for 4 days nonstop, I think you should gain more than just a single division.
Like, this is...
It's rough.
It's depressing to watch.
His 50-50 win rate.
Like, I was like, damn, I hope he gets to plat, but I just don't think he will. I think the
time is... Clean out some wheelie bins, fill them with cans, then take the cans in for cash. I mean...
Is this apparent?
No, this is what Will needs me to do.
Oh, okay.
I hope he doesn't expect me to have a vehicle, and that's why he's asking me.
No, he's got a ute.
No, because recently it's been getting repaired or something. No way, it should be fine. She'll be right.
I don't see why he'd need yours.
Maybe he wants to fuck me.
Maybe he just wants your help.
Okay.
Crazy, I didn't get asked. I'm not hurt at all. Nah. No.
That's pretty funny. Whoa. Very messy desk.
Whose is that?
That's my mum. I was going to pick her up before
30. I mean, it'd be her last week, wouldn't it?
It is her last week, but apparently...
Because mum finished 2 weeks ago.
They don't even have to really be there. They're just doing planning. And mum's like, yeah. I will leave early. I don't like planning. And then she's like, actually, pick me up at 5 instead. I'm here late.
Does he get the Penta? No, Jinx takes it.
Someone else.
But yeah. I mean, yeah, because... Bro, does your, like, when you and your mum's finishing the semester, does she bring home, like, a lot of presents from parents? Oh, I guess not, because she teaches older grades.
No, she brings home stuff. Yeah. I'm not allowed to have any of it.
No, yeah, my mum brings home a lot of wine.
A lot.
Champagne, quite a bit. That's how I usually end up with, like, New Year's parties, where I have a bottle of champagne. Like, every New Year's party for the past couple of years, I've had a bottle of champagne. I don't think it's ever been opened, like, at New Year's. I think it's always been, like, a 4 a.m., let's open this. That's what Cherie and I did last year. And it got sent into the fucking moon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
mean...
I can't wait for Japan, bro. It's in, like, what, 2 weeks?
Yeah, that's hype. Mind you, when the boys went to Japan, like, the other boys...
Yeah.
I played so much League of Legends. I remember I was grinding League of Legends with Gus.
Are you going to play ranked this year, this time?
Ben's, he's on. I don't really want to just play ranked by myself.
Ranked by yourself is fun, though.
I
used to have fun. I played like 300 games one season.
No, bro, just playing by myself, League by myself, I go insane. I sit there talking to myself.
He's got plus 49. Oh, no, he got plus 20-something. Never mind.
Like, I... Depends. Like, I might just grind rank with Matthew.
I'm going to have a topic for the next episode.
Because Matthew and I...
An educational topic.
Because when Matthew and I grind together, we... Like, when it's just me and him playing together, we have fun.
Hmm. Oh. Did I tell you about the guy who made lightning?
Whoa.
In Luke's vacation work group chat, in the work group chat.
Yeah.
This guy's opening sentence is, I just saw some really cool lightning on a generator, on like a power box. And then in the, have I told you about this?
No.
And then in the next sentence he's like, I'm in hospital, I'm fine. And then... And then the following, he proceeds to like, through like the following messages, be like, yeah, I crashed into the power box. Yeah, the lightning was like me. and then he's like, and then I wiped out like 80% of the power in Mount Isa. But the way he described all of this, his first line was the lightning was really cool.
I see lightning.
I see the lightning. It's cool.
That's awesome.
How the fuck are you on the highway in a Mount Isa?
That's awesome.
And you run into a substation or like a transformer. Like what the fuck?
I'm happy he's alive, but that's awesome.
Is it?
Like, that's like, no one died or got injured. That's just cool.
I'm surprised he's not fucking injured.
Or dead. Like, that's, I saw lightning. I'm now in hospital. Yeah.
That's
some real cut straight from the grass.
Can he claim insurance on that for just crashing into a substation?
I don't know. I don't know.
I would imagine this crashing.
You're definitely getting drug and alcohol tested.
It was in the morning, so it shouldn't. He shouldn't be. You would think. I don't think you can claim insurance on crashing into an inanimate object.
Yeah, when it's your fault.
Yeah, like who are you getting the money from?
Yeah, like I don't think there's an insurance claim there.
Oh, I think editing the podcast has destroyed my laptop. I'm not sure if...
You think that's what did it?
I don't know how you get a RAM error. I don't... You know what I mean?
It's crazy that you got... Maybe you should just edit it on your desktop.
But I bought a computer that has good specs for that exact purpose, though. That's the thing. It makes no sense. I don't get it.
All the music and editing and... But I don't...
It's so weird. Okay, RAM error is like whatever. I opened it to change the RAM and it soldered into the fucking motherboard. What the fuck? I didn't know that when I bought the computer. I feel like I should have checked.
I feel like with a laptop, that's not surprising.
No, because there were so many I opened at work that all had RAM that you could pull out of it. And what's the other thing? The SSDs. The SSD is the only thing I can take out of my laptop. And they're like, oh, can you send it back to us and we can fix it? And I'm like, you never told me if this would cost anything. So I'm going to assume it's free. And I waited 2 days because I was busy with like assignments and shit, and I had to reset up my door on my fucking, not my door, my coding suite.
Yeah.
On my big computer, which was annoying. It was fine though. And 2 days later, they're like, hello, we haven't heard from you. Are you still sending us your computer? And I'm like, yes, please chill. I'm doing uni work. It'll be after that. And they're like, okay.
Oh, so you are sending it to get fixed. Sorry
for bothering you. Yeah. And if they hold my laptop hostage and they're like, that will be $2,000, I'm just going to be like, fuck you.
Well, considering you asked.
Yeah, they just
and
didn't
say anything.
They just kind of walked around the answer and didn't tell me anything. So I don't really know.
Well,
what
then
they,
surely, like it's in warranty.
No, it's a few months out of it. Oh. But I think on like that specific floor, they're like, we have to change the motherboard, but they didn't tell me a price. So I don't know. On a laptop, the motherboard is about 90% of the price of what it costs.
Yeah,
because it holds everything. But when? I don't know.
I wonder if Carl got his new computer today.
He did. Well, he was saying he would.
He's saying he would. I don't know if he ever did.
Why is he getting a new computer?
What's oh, well, because he's got his old... His one's old. Old.
Did he buy it as a pre-built?
Yeah.
Why?
Because there's really... I went
is
in
that
through,
not silly?
I went through this. There's really not as much as a difference anymore.
Anymore?
Yeah. Well, no, you'd used to...
But making
you
it is still fun.
Yeah. Fair enough if you make it... But I would be stressing out way too much, I think, to make it.
I think I made mine with Julian. It was like $2,000, $4,000. It was a lot.
2,000? You just went between two big numbers.
It was 2,000.
Yeah.
I was trying to remember. I think plus peripheries, it was about 2,500.
I remember when Gus did the stream on his phone of him building his PC.
Did he fuck it?
Nah.
Okay.
But it took him like all day. Because he was just being so, like, cautious. And I mean, my next one I probably will. But...
build it?
Yeah.
Mm. But I need to open mine and get a can of air and, like, clean all the dust out of it.
I did do that.
I think it needs a new power supply, and I think I need a new keyboard cable because mine keeps disconnecting mid-game.
I want to buy a new keyboard for Christmas.
You should make one.
Buy something
one
nice.
Year, my entire tax return went into making a custom keyboard.
I'm not spending that much on a keyboard.
It was only like $1,000.
I'm not spending that much on a keyboard.
It was only like, it was a really cool keyboard.
Max 500.
No, what do you mean? No, the cool thing about it, though, is once I get a new cable and it works properly again, I can put new keycaps on it and put new switches on it.
I can put new keycaps on mine.
What about new switches?
Probably
I think I need new switches. I need to lube my switches.
Damn.
I need a
keyboard. You got a switch on you?
Multiple.
You got multiple switches.
I have hundreds of them.
You got switches. He's got a switch.
I got U40 Boba switches.
But yeah, I don't know. It's like, I kind of want to get myself, well, my mouse is pretty good, but.
My mouse is also skitting. Ever since my sister started using my computer to play Dead by Daylight, my keyboard and my mouse has all of a sudden started to fault.
I think I just burped straight into the mic.
And not be good anymore. So
nice for years.
I'm going to blame it all on my sister.
Okay.
All her fault.
Damn.
I think it genuinely is.
I keep burping, brother.
Anywho.
Yeah.
I think we've hit runtime.
I mean, yeah, what's an hour and 2 minutes? And five of that is us walking around.
Being gay.
How are we being gay?
We're being gay. We have matching shirts on. We're so gay. I'm an ally. I can say that word.
Yeah, thank you for listening, guys. Wow.
I'm the goat. Allies are allowed to say it.
So I can say...
what, gook? You can call me a Pinoy. You can call me... what? No, Pinoy is fine.
I feel so uncomfortable right now, guys.
No, call me a Pinoy.
No.
Do you know what a Pinoy is?
I don't want to call you anything that you're telling me to call you.
Do you know what a Pinoy is?
No.
Well, you can Google it. It's not that bad.
I'll take your word for
it. It's just a synonym for, well, then call me one. No. It's just a synonym for Filipino. It's a Pinoy. A Pinoy boy.
The Filipino guy worked.
Did you call him a Pinoy?
No. He was telling me... so we opened up this pallet and a brown butterfly came out of it. And I was like, oh, that's cool. He was like, that means a dead relative is coming to visit you.
Jesus.
Apparently that's what
a
brown butterfly is, a dead relative saying hi.
I didn't know that.
And I was like, oh.
Is that a Filipino thing?
Yeah.
Did you know that if you whistle, the wind will come? You have to do it outside.
How does that?
It's like, I don't know, it's a Filipino thing. It's like a rain dance, but it's for the wind. See?
Whoa!
See?
Whoa!
You didn't know that.
So for those who didn't see it, no one saw it apart from us. I whistled and the wind started blowing outside.
Yeah, the wind rises when
the
trees
start moving.
I remember I said that and Riley just said it was stupid. I'm like, no, my mother said so. It's Filipino.
I mean, yeah,
that's how it works.
Fair enough.
You know, in wind, have you ever played Wind Waker?
No.
Oh, you play a song and the wind comes and he like turns or. Dramatically in the direction. He's like, whoa, and the wind goes behind his back.
That is... nah, I've got no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, well, it's cool. And that's how I feel when I make the thing happen, when I do the thing.
I mean, that's fair enough.
Like the Wind Waker.
The Wind
Waker. Why does he do his buffs in that order?
I could not tell you.
There's no way that's faster. Oh, no. The idea is that he keeps red buff up for longer.
Yeah. Well, you start... well, you always start E on a Moomoo. And then you'd always start... like wolves, raptors, krugs, because the E reset. That would be closer than just going straight to your red or blue buff.
Righto.
I believe. I'm saying this like I'm a pro. I play unrated.
Why is he gaining so much mana?
That's how the W works.
For hitting things, you get it back?
It's some kind of burn over time.
No, but he's getting like 11 mana a second.
Are you sure that's just not his W burn? Oh, no, I see that.
Look.
I couldn't tell you. Is that red buff?
No. Oh. That's what you get from blue buff.
Well.
So you're like, now he's on 20.
Learning a lot about League of Legends today.
Anyway, we'll see. We'll see you next time, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to have an educational topic to talk about.
All right. Let's hope it's before he goes to Japan. Bye-bye.
Bye.